T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Breaking news, and it's great. It's awesome. Did you see what Attorney General Bill Barr just did?
Yes, I did. We reported that last hour.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I should listen to the breaks.
That's okay.
I was getting to it. I've got a lot of stuff covered. Okay. So Attorney General Bill Barr just blocked catch and release by immigration judges who were just kind of making it up as they went along. And so what had happened was the president had barred, when he took office, catch and release, because he can legally do that. And then the liberal judge said, no. You got to let him go on the American side. Can't let him go on the Mexican side. Because remember, Trump had said, well, okay, you can apply for asylum. Federal law says that, but you got to stay on the Mexican side. If you break our law and come in here, then no asylum for you. You got to go legally to our port of entry, one of our ports of entry, and walk up to the front gate, knock on the door, don't break our laws by coming into our country, and apply for asylum there, and you can, you know, wait on the Mexican side. A liberal judge said no. I just don't feel like that's a good idea. And besides, I know better than the president, even though this ruling isn't based on law. And so he said, no, you got to let him go in the country. Well, the Ninth Circus just overruled that judge, which is like a miracle, and said, nope, Trump can do that. So two amazing things have happened here. First of all, we've got now a ruling from the Ninth Circus that says, and this came down on Friday, that Trump does not have to do cast and release into the country. And so then they had the problem of, well, okay, individual immigration judges who are still liberals were just ignoring that. And they were just like, okay, here, sure, come in the country. I'm just going to let you go. And Bill Barr just said, no, you're not doing it anymore. And of course, Bill Barr is our attorney general.
That is Trump's hand-picked attorney general,
right.
By the way, remember that.
Yes. Immigration judges cannot release migrants. No, they're not migrants. They're illegal immigrants. Immigration judges cannot release migrants who are caught sneaking into the United States, even if the migrants ask for asylum, says a binding legal decision by Attorney General William Barr. The decision will dramatically shift migration cause, I'm reading from Breitbart, civic and housing crises from the nation's blue-collar communities over to the Congress and the Department of Homeland Security, whose budget and detention centers have only have enough resources to house about 50,000 people year-round. Now, what does that mean? Okay, well, that means you can't just say, hey, welcome to the country. Yeah, here's a work permit. We'll talk to you in a couple years when you show up for your asylum hearing, and then they never show up. We've got to detain them. That's what Bill Barr just ordered, okay? So Congress, under Paul Ryan, had been cutting detention space, not adding it. Which, by the way, Trey Gowdy and Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham all helpfully voted for that budget. I can't remind you of that enough times. It cut detention space and forced the release of these people, because that's who they are. That's what these people stand for. Don't let them fool you when they're on the campaign trail. It's who they really are. Watch what they do. So this shifts, as Breitbart says, and they're right, shifts the problem onto Congress. Bill Barr's like, detain them. Go ahead and do it. There's no space. Because Congress has refused to provide space and even cut it under the Republicans. So, wow. This is going to get wild. Now, what do you think, Lee? Does a liberal judicial dictator, say from the Ninth Circus probably, dare to overrule the attorney general?
Oh, why not? They've been trying to overrule the president ever since he got elected. So why not get his hand-picked attorney general, as they keep referring to Barr?
See, it's going to be interesting to see, because we now have an appeals court level Ninth Circus ruling saying, no, Trump has the right to end catch and release. And so what has really basically just happened here was that these lower level immigration judges were ignoring that ruling. And Bill Barr just came in and said, stop, done. Don't let them go. You can't catch and release them because you feel like it and you think you live in a judicial dictatorship. This is a republic, not a judicial dictatorship. So given that Ninth Circus ruling is in place, it's going to take a lot of cojones for some liberal judge to overrule Barr.
Mm-hmm.
Given the precedent the Ninth Circus has just set. I mean, it's not like it was some conservative appeals court. that just did this. This was the Ninth Circus. So I, this is going to be interesting to watch what happens here. But literally, I mean, the whole immigration problem, Lee, is caused by the fact that we no longer live in a republic. We live in a judicial dictatorship. Yeah. This is not law. This is not a problem. We can't figure out how to stop them from coming. We don't know why they're coming to work. They're coming because the judges invited them.
Well, I'll go back to the whole thing about DACA. Deferred action for childhood arrivals. That was an executive order that basically ignored what federal law was, thus the term deferred, deferred action. I mean, in its name, it tells you that it is ignoring law.
Yeah. So here's what Barr actually said. The text of the law, this is a quote, provides that, this is federal law, if the alien in expedited proceedings establishes a credible fear, talking about asylum, he shall be detained for further consideration of the application for asylum. I order that he must be detained until his removal proceedings conclude. In other words, you can't keep dumping them into the country. 92% of them don't qualify for asylum.
Exactly.
And by the way, it's so bad, they're giving them work permits. Because while you wait for your asylum, you're presumed to be an asylee. So we say, oh, welcome to the country, you broke in, we don't care. Here's a work permit. Would you show up for your hearing in a couple of years? And they never do.
Well, they're changing the definition of asylum, too. Asylum used to be if you flee from your country into a neighboring country to escape persecution. Well, if you're coming from lower in Central America than Mexico, you're not. And that's the whole thing about these caravans. These people are ostensibly walking, which they're really not. Many of them are taking transportation for a vast majority of the things when the time, at least when the cameras aren't rolling. And coming into this country from nations that are, you know, well below the border between the U.S. and Mexico. So, I mean, it's not truly asylum to begin with.
No, and the whole idea, Lee, let's look at where all this came from. This is not hard to stop. The whole idea that, well, you know, we'll just give asylum if you're from like Honduras or Guatemala or Haiti, or just show up and we'll give it to you. That's not law.
No.
Obama made that up.
Yep.
He made that up. He literally wrote federal asylum law. He wrote it. Well, Trump attempted, which was illegal at the time. I pointed that out endlessly. You cannot do that. Well, these judges are basically saying Trump can't unwrite it.
Yeah.
Because Obama's better looking, smarter, you know the rule.
Exactly.
Right. So, and the illegal immigrants, so the immigration judges are stepping in and making up their own rules. Oh, you're here from Guatemala? Awesome. Oh, you'd rather wait on the U.S. side illegally? Sure. Go ahead and do that. That's not what the law says. It's what Obama, his administration, said. And so what these judges are doing, this is what makes it the dictatorship, is saying we like Obama better. We think his rules are cooler. So Trump can't make his own rules. I mean, they are hijacking his presidency. And Bill Barr just took it back. Where was Rip Van Sessions to do this?
Snoring in the sidelines.
Yeah. Snoring in the sidelines. Okay, so I cannot wait to see. So I guarantee you this morning, this has come out. And the liberal judges and the Democrat Party sitting around trying to figure out how to overrule Barr illegally. Now it won't stick. The Supreme Court will overturn whatever these liberal judges do. But they know they can get a couple million more Democrat voters in here in the meantime.
Or at least the population there to jack up the numbers for the House of Representatives. Yeah. Whether they vote or not is immaterial.
Now, the bad news. Barr directed officials to delay implementation of this for 90 days. Giving DHS managers and congressional leaders 3 months to decide which illegals should be released into the nation's cities and towns. In other words, which ones have a credible, like truly credible, you know, I'm here from a country that really will kill me. And that's a problem. And let me tell you why that's a problem, okay? Because Lindsey Graham is gearing up to try to ram amnesty down our throats. That's what's coming. He's saying, oh, this is bad. This is real bad. I'll cut a deal with the Democrats. We'll trade them something. Comprehensive immigration reform to close these loopholes. Well, Mitch McConnell came out, Lee. Did you hear this? The Republican leader, and said Republicans were going to have to compromise. He did not say Democrats would have to compromise.
Of course.
Because he said Republicans have to compromise. Well, let me translate. We're going to ram amnesty down your throat, flip Florida, Texas, and North Carolina to blue permanently, and the Democrats don't have to compromise, but we'll close these little loophole things. That aren't real loopholes anyway. The Supreme Court will overturn them. Obama invented them, and the liberal judges did. So don't think Barr is on our side yet. What he's doing is goading Congress into passing comprehensive immigration reform, which, let me translate you, means 40 million people get to stay. And Lindsey is riding that horse like he always has been. Don't let them fool you. They're the same people they always have been. But at least Bill Barr's order will go into effect in 90 days, no matter what happens. So in 3 months, we finally get relief from the onslaught. Maybe. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Oh, wait, Forrest, before I do that, some mostly good news with this. Attorney General Bob Barr blocked catch and release by immigration judges. So let me just give you the recap on what's happened. These are two really good decisions right here. The one that came down on Friday, which was a big deal. It's a huge win for Trump, which is why you didn't see much on it in the media. Not the mainstream media anyway. The decision of the Ninth Circuit that all illegal immigrants who break into the country but then go, oh, asylum, when they're caught. A liberal judge had decreed from the bench, because this is not a democracy or a republic anymore, it's a judicial dictatorship. It truly is. I mean, we live in a judicial dictatorship. Liberal judge had declared, well, you got to let them go on the American side. Why? Because I say so. Where's that in the law? It's not. Which is why a Ninth Circuit appeals court overruled him unanimously. Because he just made it up. There's no legal basis for it. And the Supreme Court will uphold that. So that was good. That ends part of the problem. But the second part of the problem was that there are there's three parts of the problem. But the second part of the problem is there were individual liberal immigration judges going, I feel like releasing them into the country. I'm going to release them all. I don't care what the Ninth Circuit has ruled. I'll do it on a case-by-case basis. So what has happened here is that Bill Barr has just stepped in and said, no, you will not. You will not. Nope. Nope. You work for me. You are an immigration judge. I am the attorney general. You will not release them into the country. The other reason that immigration judges, even well-meaning ones, were releasing them into the country, besides judicial activism, was because the detention facilities were full. Congress has deliberately underbuilt detention facilities. In fact, they cut beds under Paul Ryan's budget, which I might add Tim Scott and Trey Gowdy voted for. Just so you know what they do when they're not here on the campaign trail. Anyway, Lindsey Graham voted for it too. So this is what the Republicans were doing. So what Bill Barr just did was say, no. You're not going to release them. Well, see, Manuel over here, he does not have an asylum claim that is legit, like 92% of the illegals now claiming asylum. So Manuel, I was going to detain him, but we don't have any more space. I'm just going to let him go. We'll never see him again, right? Well, until he shows up having gotten drunk and run some poor American over and killed him, and then no one will care. Right. So Bill Barr said, no, we're not doing that. Nope. The judges must end catch and release regardless of detention space, is what he just said. Well, no, wait a minute. U.S. only has the space to detain 50,000 people year-round, yet we have 1 million illegals expected on the border. It could be 2 million if the rate of increase continues by the end of the year. I mean, these are massive, massive numbers. We only have space for 50,000. So the judge is like, we don't have space, got to let them go. Bill Barr's like, no, you don't. We're ending catch and release. Now, Bill Barr gave them 90 days. Bill Barr, again, is our attorney general. In his order, gave them 90 days for two reasons. One of them is good and one of the reasons is bad. First, the good reason. 90 days to set up tent cities. There's no way we can build the facilities to house these people by tomorrow. I mean, we couldn't. It would be a fire hazard. Everything. So they're going to have to set up tent cities. So that will take 90 days to do that. But there's no reason we couldn't do it. There's no reason we couldn't do it a year ago, except that Rip Van Sessions, our faux attorney general, was up there asleep in his office. Okay, so that's the good part. Here's the bad part. Watch this, folks. What Bill Barr has just set up here, and I do not know whose side he is on, okay? I still don't know. When I say whose side he's on, is he on the side of law and order? Or is he on the side of the Uniparty, which is chaos and dual justice? I don't know yet. I haven't figured it out. Here's the bad part about this. The delay The 90-day delay, he said, was to give them the room, you know, the time to set up the 10 cities, because that's good. But it's also to force Congress to decide through legal means, you know, passing laws, what, who gets to stay and who has to go in terms of asylees. Okay, we don't need Congress to decide that. Law's pretty clear on that. There's no catch and release in the law. Why would Bill Barr do that? Because he's in lockstep with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell in recent days, Mitch McConnell is the Republican leader of the Senate, who's practically a Democrat, have said, oh, well, what we need is we're going to need to fix these problems here. We're going to need to close loopholes. We're going to need to stop the flow. And they could. But they want to do amnesty, too, so the Democrats will go along. So they're saying comprehensive immigration reform. You know what that means. They'll tell us, oh, we're just going to amnesty 9 million, and it turns out to 40. And you want to know what's chilling? Mitch McConnell said 2 days ago that Republicans would have to compromise. Republicans will have to compromise. His exact words. He did not say Democrats would have to compromise. Watch out. They're going to use this to bring back amnesty. And if amnesty passes, lights out for the country. We all know there's at least 20 million. The federal government has admitted it. They get amnesty. Again, Florida flips permanent blue. Texas flips permanent blue. North Carolina, permanent blue. Georgia, permanent blue. And we never win a House majority or another presidential election again. It's all in line, folks. It's coming down to the wire. And either side could win. I really believe that. But it's finally coming down to the wire as these folks flood over the border. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, as promised. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm keeping up with all the stories and the spins every day. The only show better than Game of Thrones is reality. Whoa, isn't that true? Still, that being said, whether in the back of my mind or the pit of my gut, I am hoping and praying that those who committed treason against our country from our government and alphabet law enforcement agencies are held accountable and sentenced for their crimes. The one thing I find truly depressing and the biggest insult to my nation, its founders and citizens, is we're just supposed to accept that's not possible. Do that. Then we'll be great again. Look, this signed Damon. Damon, we are at this really crazy point right now in this country, and I feel this every day. We are pivoting on the razor's edge. Could go either way. I mean, you just heard that in the last two segments with immigration, with Bill Barr, our attorney general stepping in and barring the judges, the immigration judges that work for him, for doing catch and release. He suspended the order for 90 days so they can build tent cities. Should have been done a year ago. We didn't have a real attorney general then, so we just had Rip Van Sessions snoozing away, but still. Texter writes, why does everyone seem to be satisfied with Bill Barr's order taking effect in 90 days? Why wouldn't it take effect immediately? I would like that, too. Because we're having 100,000 a month come now. These are massive numbers. Every month, we're looking at least another congressional district stolen. I mean, depending on where they settle. Because that census is coming. It's like winter is coming, right? I think winter's already here, actually. Little Game of Thrones reference. Anyway, make it take an effect in 90 days. And the reason he had to do that, because it would have resulted in chaos. I mean, we have only the detention space for 50,000. We have 100,000 a month coming. I mean, literally, it would have made Trump look stupid. Because we can't detain them. They've got to put the tents up. They've got to fence them off. They've got to do all of this. The downside, though, is he's saying this will give Congress time to pass the laws that will create the detention space and decide who stays and who goes. That's terrifying. Because you've got pro-amnesty Mitch McConnell and pro-amnesty Lindsey Graham running things in the Senate, and the Democrats just want to leave the borders open and keep everyone who comes. So, I mean, there's nobody to advocate for our side right now in Congress. And the idea of them doing anything congressionally to fix this, they're not going to fix this. They will only make it worse if given chance to pass legislation. Count on it. I double or nothing the contents of my 401k. Any bill that comes out of a Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi Congress will be a disaster for immigration. It will make it worse. So Bill Barr is prompting them, giving them a challenge, giving them an excuse. Well, Bill Barr says we got to fix it. And when you couple that with Mitch McConnell, the head of the Senate, saying, he said this the other day, Republicans will have to compromise. He did not say Democrats would. It's because the Chamber of Commerce owns them all and the Business Roundtable. So the idea of Democrats, I mean, they're not going to have to compromise. It's because the donors don't want that. But we don't have to lose. We could still win. We could still win. Texter writes, gotta love Trump calling out Fox News over Bernie and Donna Brazile, the Bernie town hall. Fox is trying to town hall Mayor Pete next. I don't understand what Fox is doing. There are like, what, 17, 18 candidates? Did they each get through on town hall? They didn't do that last time. Why did they get through on town hall? Look, I have no problem with Trump having a town hall with whoever the nominee is. I mean, I'm sorry, with Fox having a town hall with whoever the nominee is on both sides. They did it for Trump. They could do it for the Democrats. Okay. But to do it now? I mean, when there is a neck and neck race between Bernie and Joe? And now we're talking about a town hall for Pete Buttigieg. Why? He's like fourth in fundraising. Why not Joe Biden? He's neck and neck with Bernie in the polls. Kamala Harris is ahead in fundraising and in points. I just get the sense at Fox that Paul, ever since Paul Ryan came on that board, I swear it operates every day one step closer to CNN. It's not as bad. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to exaggerate. But they're beginning to freak me out. Texter writes, can't we shut down the border when detention is full? Kind of like when hotels have no more rooms available. Where the heck has reason gone? Well, no, we can't. Because remember, to shut down the border, Trump would also have to shut down all commerce. And that is billions of dollars. He backed off that because he can't do it. It would begin to affect the GDP, and that'll hurt his reelection chances. Oh, Lord, Tara Texter writes, A.G. Barr will be dogged out by the left for this decision. They'll say he's in bed with President Trump. Well, of course he is. He's his attorney general. Just like Loretta Lynch was in bed with Obama, which is okay when Democrats do it. In response, we should say elections have consequences, so says Sherry. Sherry is right on that. Texter writes, so if Barr delayed for 90 days to build tent cities and detention centers are full, where are the illegals going? Where are the illegals going when released? Well, according to the ruling of the Ninth District, they should go to the Mexican side. We'll see. We'll see. All right. In the meantime, by the way, I get so many hate texts from you. I lay all this stuff out. I tell you what's going on in the country. You get mad at me because I don't do something about it. Looks like it takes all my time just to figure out what's going on in the country. But you get mad at, what are the solutions? Get us some solutions. How are we going to change? We're going to lose the country. I tell you all the time, you're losing the country because you're not fighting for the country. Poll after poll after poll, exhaustively, I have demonstrated to you in the last 2 years, we are the normals. We're not just conservative. We're normal. We are the normals. We overwhelmingly make up the majority in poll after poll after poll on issue after issue after issue, from immigration to NFL kneeling. I mean, name one. We're the normals. We lose because we keep our mouths shut. You want an example of that? This was awesome. Did you hear what happened in Laguna Beach? You probably heard about this by now. Some liberals there, they're like three or four of them, flipped out because the Laguna Beach PD had put flags on their cruisers. Flags on their cruisers. So everybody was running for cover. Oh my God, a liberal says it's racist. Oh my God, run, run, run. We're going to do whatever they want. Why? Because none of us ever show up. That's why. None of us normals ever show up. And three whack jobs get to dictate what goes on in this country over and over and over again. Well, that didn't happen in Laguna Beach. Here is Laguna Beach councilman last week on the problem. Let me hit the audio.
It started out that they didn't like the black and white color. So, you know, when asked what was wrong with the black and white police car, they felt that it looked aggressive, that it looked militaristic, and it wasn't friendly. And then, you know, that debate changed to the flag. And all of a sudden, they felt that the flag was going to intimidate European visitors or immigrants, and in some way was sending the wrong signal, having the flag on a government car driven by government employees of the United States.
So people who chose to come here might be intimidated. Well, leave. Ain't your country anyway. Go, bye. I don't care. Nobody does. Well, a crowd of people that were more than the three liberal nut jobs who wanted the flag off the police cruiser showed up for the vote, singing the Star Spangled Banner before the vote. Here's what that sounded like. The room was packed. This is Laguna Beach. How'd the vote go? They're keeping the flag on the squad cars. There's more of us than there are of them. You have to get up off your butts and do what they do. Complain. Numbers always win. Democrats understand that. Got to look like you got numbers. They're excellent at it, but we have more numbers than they do. Why am I spending time on this? I just got the text. Well, the Laguna Beach council member who said this nailed it. Because this was ground zero. They were going to begin stripping flags off stuff. Off government stuff. They tried it the NFL route. They lost because of Trump with the anthem and the flag. They wanted it down with the kneeling. They lost. So now they're in places like Laguna Beach. This was what was at stake.
Understood that if we lost this vote, that the flag could then be heard in terms of other states.
Yeah, we understood if we lost this vote, the flag could be hurt in other states. We're going to be in every city council meeting demanding the flag come off of everything. And once they do that, oh, the Constitution's going to have to go. Bill of Rights got to go. I mean, no, yeah, the flag's got to go. The anthem's got to go. I mean, yeah, you know, the anthem was written by somebody who had some connection to something with slavery. So racism and the founding fathers owned slaves, some of them, so Constitution's got to go. This is what they're doing. These are the dominoes they want to hit. They want to knock over. And they were stopped at Laguna Beach. Why? Because a whole bunch of us normals showed up and started singing. It was intimidating in a good way. So you want to know what to do? Show up. Be counted. Coming up in the next hour, it's Must Hear Radio. Wait until you hear what Ilhan Omar has said now. No, this is new. It will chill you. It will chill you. And I think Nancy Pelosi has heard what Ilhan Omar has said. She's walking backward. Did you see this? Folks, the internal polling in the Democrat Party must be horrible right now. I could just tell by the things they're saying. Nancy Pelosi just admitted in an interview with Kristen Amanpour that she defended Ilhan Omar. You know, her 9/11 remarks without knowing what was said. There's no way you could know what was said. It was all over the internet. 2 minutes on Google, you would have known what was said. It was bad, and she knows it, and the polling internally is terrible. She also said this. Warning, it's a headline from Yahoo News. This is AFP. Pelosi warns Democrats of liberal menace ahead of 2020 vote. Again, the polling is terrible. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Monday her Democratic Party must avoid the menace of liberal policies pushed by rising political stars if it wants to beat President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Yep. Probably one of Trump's most brilliant tweets ever a couple days ago said that Nancy Pelosi had lost control of Congress and was getting nothing done, and that her leader was Ilhan Omar. Trump doesn't even need to see the internal polling to know how bad it is and to know they are wrapping, that he can wrap Omar around their necks. Nancy sees it too, and that's why she's distancing herself. She's distancing herself from Omar, and she's distancing herself from AOC, even though she agrees with everything they say. So we're going to have more on this coming up on the show, but you got to hear what Omar just got busted saying. I mean, this blows away anything she said in the past.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.